A GoFundMe has been established to help a Sippy Downs family with essentials after their home was gutted by fire on Sunday night. It took just 2 minutes for the fire to spread from the garage of the home to the rest of the property as neighbours fought bravely to try and stop the flames before emergency services arrived. The fire is not being treated as suspicious. Initial investigations suggest it may have been sparked by a lithium-ion battery on charge. It's understood an e-scooter in the garage may have been charging next to power tools and aerosol cans. A parcel of land at Karoi will be transformed into new social and affordable housing. The Noosa Council will oversee remediation works at the site on Lake McDonald Drive, as well as the subdivision process, before a subdivision of the block and the first 3,000 square metre lot will be sold to not-for-profit Coast to Bay Housing. Acting Mayor, Councillor Brian Stockwell, says the initiative is just one of a range of ways the council is working to deliver more affordable housing for the Noosa community.
We know we need more housing, but we don't want to become the housing provider. So we've looked at our assets and found the best way to use underutilised land in a way that won't cost the ratepayers money, but will go towards creating a significant new supply of dwellings.
A warning that anyone caught vandalising in the Glasshouse Mountains National Park could be jailed for 2 years and fined more than $480,000. It's after Queensland Parks and Wildlife Rangers recently discovered fresh graffiti near the end of the main Mount Ngungun walking track. The vandalism includes paint and names carved into rocks. Authorities say vandalism in protected areas is taken extremely seriously and is selfish and disrespectful to the traditional owners of the land, the Kabi Kabi people. Rangers and volunteers are working there this week to remove as much of the damage as possible.